Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Psst. Hey, Wowzer fams! It's Mindy here, and I gotta confess, we've been keeping a secret from you. Okay, I'll just tell you. We have been working on a whole new podcast! That's right, Reg. A brand new podcast with funky beats and a fresh new host. Well, yes, you are funky and fresh, Reggie, but no, you are not the host for this one. But there are a lot of big names, like Goldilocks, Rapunzel, the Tortoise, and the Hare. It's Once Upon a Beat, Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast where we take your favorite folk tales and fables and remix them for a new generation. That's you. Every episode is a new spin on a familiar story with music and hooks that you won't find anywhere in the storybooks. And it's all queued up by your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuch, and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. I know! I want to listen right now, too! But we gotta wait until the end of the episode for a special sneak peek. Wowzer fans, stick around after today's episode to listen to the trailer for Once Upon a Beat. And if you like it, you can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere on May 1st. It's Once Upon a Beat. That's it. And now let's get back to the show.
Hey, Mindy.
Oh, hey, Guy Raz. And hey there, Guy Raz's cat, Alice.
Yeah, I thought I'd bring my cat, Alice, to the game show today. She's been a little on edge lately.
Oh, I've got just the thing to calm her down. Let me just pop this in my CD player real quick.
You still have a CD player?
Uh-huh.
What? What is this? Is that you, Mindy?
Yeah, it's my cat album. It's up for a Grammy G-Force Award.
I have so many questions, I don't even know where to begin.
Okay, so here's the deal. Since cats don't usually dig the music that we humans like to listen to, musical artists from around the world have been using science to create sounds that they think cats will enjoy. Sounds that they'll find, soothing.
I see.
So, I figured if professional musicians can do it, why can't I?
Uh-huh. So, you imitate purring sounds and bird chirps to calm the cats down.
You know it. Oh, what's that, Alice? You want to listen to Careless Whisker? Okay, coming right up.
You know what? Maybe before we do that, we should just get the game show started.
Oh, yeah, the game show. Roll the tape.
Cue the vacuum.
And open the microwave in 3, 2, 1.
And now for everyone's second favorite game show after Who Wants to Drink Some Seltzer? It's
Two Whats and the World.
Welcome back, Wowzers. It's time for another perfect round of Two Whats and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. And the category for today is cats. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 scientific statements about cats. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements is a true wow about cats? Is it A, All cats have unique ridges on their paws similar to our fingerprints?
Or is it B? President Calvin Coolidge invented the very first cat door when he built one in the White House for his cat named Mud.
Or is it C? Cats can be allergic to humans.
When you think you have the answer, shout it into your mailbox.
We're going to take a quick break to give you a chance to think, and when we come back, we'll reveal whether your wow is the winning wow.
Two What's in a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, wowzers, it's time to reveal the winning wow.
But before that, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three scientific statements about cats and challenged you to guess which one is the one true wow.
Was it A? All cats have unique ridges on their paws similar to our fingerprints.
Or was it B? President Calvin Coolidge invented the very first cat door when he built one in the White House for his cat named Mud.
Or was it C? Cats can be allergic to humans.
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Cora from Idaho. Cora, what's the wow?
Hello, my name is Cora. I'm from Boise. And did you know that cats can be allergic to humans?
Winner, winner! Hairballs for dinner!
If you guessed C, that cats can be allergic to humans, you found the winning wow!
Although it is super rare, it is possible for cats to be allergic to us. But because we don't shed as much as other animals, if a cat is allergic to a human, it usually means that the cat is allergic to a soap or a detergent or a fragrance that the human is wearing.
Now, if you guessed A or B, you weren't that far off. While cats do not have distinct ridges on their paws, they do have distinct ridges on their noses, and each cat's ridges are one of a kind, just like our fingerprints.
And if you guessed B, Calvin Coolidge did not invent the cat door, but he did have a lot of animals while he was president. In addition to his four cats, President Coolidge had a pet raccoon named Rebecca and a pair of lion cubs named Tax Reduction and Budget Bureau.
Now, Mindy, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Guy Raz, all of our winning wowzers today will be taking home their very own invisible self-cleaning sweater. Featuring state-of-the-art kitten technology, this sweater will lick itself clean after each wear. We'll also throw in an invisible scratching post, so when your sweater gets scratchy, you can just itch away.
Okay, congratulations to all of the winning wowzers. That's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Cat Eye Night Vision.
You may have noticed that cat eyes tend to glow at night. This is because of a light reflecting surface on their eyes called the tapetum lucidum. This surface is what helps them see better in the dark.
We challenge you to develop a new way for humans to see better in the dark.
Try wrapping a glow stick around a sweatband or add a small mirror to your hat so it can reflect light.
Get creative with it. Just make sure to run your design ideas by a grown-up before you test them in the dark.
And don't forget to take a photo or a video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And be sure to come back on Monday for a brand new episode of Wow in the World, and again on Friday for a new episode of Two What's and a Wow.
Until then, keep on wowing! Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Two What's in a Wow is executive produced by Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers are Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Sound production and design is by Elisheba Itoop and Marian Lozano, with help from our senior producer, Jed Anderson.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Henry Moskal, Jessica Bodie, Jacob Stein, and Jason Rabinowitz.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And to keep the what's and the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can find our Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker playbook, interactive Kahoot games, and info on becoming a member of the World Organization of Wowzers.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two What's and a Wow, and our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening and playing along. Meet us back here on Monday for Wow in the World.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.